great-grandfather. Of course, my grandfather, he married his daughter, Pasco, married the Miss. They contracted typhoid fever in 1900, just east of El Dorado, and they both died, as well as the son, with the disease there, which killed a large number, a lot of people in that area. So my mother had it, but she recovered, and well, she's been dead since 1926. She died at the time her youngest sister was born, a week after she was born.
Yes, sir. So your mother then was born?
In Union County.
Yes, sir.
About 5 miles east of El Dorado, toward Union Church.
The settlement of Union Church.
Beg your pardon?
The settlement?
It's a settlement there, yes. It's a Baptist church and a school, and it's, of course, not an incorporated area. It's, but it's built up there. There's a large number of families live out there around that school and church, and
yes.
Two or three stores.
Your father, he was born in Union County?
My father was born there on this about a mile and a half, 2 miles this side of Lawson, where my great-grandfather settled there.
Yeah, now you got me there. I'm being new, the county of Lawson would be a small town, wouldn't it?
Right, it's a small and unincorporated town, about 10 miles east of El Dorado.
Did your father ever tell you how he and your mother met?
Well, that was a strange thing. Two of his other brothers had married sisters to my mother before he. So, of course,
they'd known each other.
Yes. And so they were three brothers, married three sisters in that family. So they only lived 5 or 6 miles apart there. Of course, she living up in the Union Church community east of El Dorado, and he down near Lawson.
Yes, sir. Judge, can you tell me a little about your own coming up and all that?
Well, of course, I was born in the house that where my father and mother started out originally.
Yeah.
It was one log. They started with a one-room log house with a chimney in it. They served, of course, for a few months, a month or the first year, probably. It was a real large room. And then, of course, they built the house away from it, though connected, you know, with one of those sheltered walks to it. It's a typical home back in those days with a kitchen, you know, and a dining room and everything went back. And
yeah, and what was the thing that went to the kitchen, the dining room?
Well, it was a covered walkway from the